Governor Jared Polis signed several bills into law over the last 3 days, including those that promote recycling, firefighter aid, and homeowners' rights. The Producer Responsibility Program for Recycling will create a statewide recycling program funded by producers of packaging and printed paper materials. The bill aims to create Colorado's first circular economy development center that pushes businesses to make their products out of recycled materials from Colorado landfills. According to a Colorado Office of Communications press release, this law incentivizes manufacturers who use recyclable materials, otherwise known as end-market producers. These include manufacturers that use materials from paper mills, metal smelters, glass factories, and plastics fabrication plants. The state will be working with a third-party contractor to launch the center. Polis also approved the Resources for Volunteer Firefighters bill. The bill would compensate fire departments with state funding sources. When the fire district uses primarily volunteer firefighters, the fire exceeds the department's capacity to control or extinguish it, and the period of mutual aid has ended. And property owners and homeowner associations, or HOA, communities have new protections now thanks to House Bill 1137. The new law bans HOAs from foreclosing on homeowners for unpaid fines and fees without due process. It also requires HOAs and property management companies to properly notify homeowners of fees they may be incurring prior to sending the unpaid fines to collection. HOAs must now offer repayment plans of unpaid fees and fines before attempting to initiate a foreclosure action against homeowners. Polis also signed the nation's first ban on PFAS, or forever chemicals, this month. KGNU's Ariana Proctor has more.
Governor Jared Polis signed a new bill into law last week that creates a number of new restrictions on the use and sale of PFAS, known as forever chemicals, which do not break down in the environment, along with banning the sale of PFAS in cosmetics, textile furnishings, and furniture. The new law also bans companies from using PFAS to extract oil and gas products. According to a press release, Colorado is the first state in the country to pass a state law that explicitly bans the entire class of PFAS in common household products. This law encompasses 8 product categories, the most of any PFAS product-specific bill in the country. The law also mandates that the state purchase PFAS-free products. According to a Safer States and Earth Justice press release, PFAS have been linked to serious health problems such as cancer, immune system suppression, increased cholesterol levels, pregnancy-induced hypertension, liver damage, reduced fertility, and increased risk of thyroid disease. The new restriction will come into effect as early as 2024. For KGNU, I'm Ariana Proctor.
Elected officials are examining gun violence prevention measures in the wake of a massacre at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and ongoing mass shootings nationwide. Boulder City Council will discuss firearm measures during its next meeting tomorrow evening. Boulder County Commissioners will also consider ordinances to prevent gun violence this month. Boulder County Commissioners also recognized June to be Gun Violence Awareness and Prevention Month after the continuation of mass shootings throughout the country. A state law signed in June of last year allows local governments to enact laws governing the sale, purchase, transfer, or possession of firearms and ammunition. At least 2 Colorado cities will host sister rallies this Saturday during the March for Our Lives rally in Washington, D.C. Denver's March for Our Lives will take place June 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Civic Center Park. Gun violence survivors and youth activists will be speaking at the rally. Boulder County's March for Our Lives rally will be in Longmont Civic Center at 3rd and Kimbark. The Longmont action kicks off at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning with a march from the corner of 6th and Main. Researchers predict Colorado will lose 50 to 60% of its snowfall by the year 2080 due to climate change. That's according to a study published in the journal Earth and Space Science. The study predicts that within 60 years, currently green landscapes in Colorado and Wyoming will look more like those in Arizona and the dry Southwest. The researchers used a machine learning system to analyze over 30 years of data of soil moisture, volumes of water streams, temperature, and precipitation across the different landscapes in the Colorado River Basin. Their study said that places in the mountains with higher elevation should be able to maintain the snowpack better due to the elevation. However, everywhere else has already seen a major decrease in snowfall. The League of Women Voters are hosting a candidate forum tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. over Zoom. Boulder native candidate Elena Shively and former Louisville Mayor Ashley Stoltzman will debate as the election for Boulder County Commissioners District 3 approaches. KGNU's Stacey Johnson will be moderating the debate, and Spanish translations will be provided. We're heading into a warm and cloudy week. Today's high will be 80 with a low of 54. And as of right now, the high of the week will be Saturday at 90 degrees. Outside the studio, it's 57 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.